心的感谢主啊。
Our hearts are filled with joy and give him thanks.
为我们预备了这个地方，并且预备了这个聚会。
Because he has prepared this place and this meeting for us.
我想在我进入我的那个主题之前呢。
I'm thinking before I enter into my theme.
那么我有前面一点的交通。
I have a few words of fellowship with you.
我们都知道啊，今天哈，在全地。
We all know that today in the whole world.
基督徒每年都有许多不同的聚会。
We Christians have so many different gatherings.
有春令会、夏令会、秋令会、冬令会。
We have spring, we have summer, even winter conferences.
还有各式各样不同的特会。
And all kinds of retreats.
有的为家庭，有的为青少年啊，各式各样不同的聚会。
And these conferences are sometimes for families, sometimes for youth.
那么这每一个聚会呢，都有他们的这个目的。
And each gathering has its own purpose.
有他们所专注的一些点。
Each gathering has their main focus points.
那感谢主，今年主在这里为我们预备这个聚会。
But thank the Lord that this year He has prepared this gathering for us.
那么到底我们这个聚会的目的是什么？
Then exactly what is the purpose of this gathering?
我们应该专注在什么样的事物上？
And what is that we should focus our attention on?
我个人在主面前寻求一点心愿，寻求啊。
As I personally seek it out before the Lord.
这是我给弟兄姊妹的建议。
And this is a suggestion from me.
我很希望呢，我们在东岸现在起来这个聚会。
I really hope that in the East Coast we would have raised up this kind of meeting.
能够专注在主的心意。
And that's focused upon the Lord's purpose.
也就是我们要追求啊属灵事物的那个真相。
That is, we want to pursue after the reality of spiritual matters.
那么在弟兄运动的时候。
During the Brethren movement.
他们有一个口号。
And they have one slogan.
他们讲要回到起初。
They said back to the original.
Yeah, 他们要追寻为什么会有这个世界。
They want to find out why is it.
神为什么要建造教会。
We have this world. Why is it that the Lord wants to establish his church?
根源最终的目的是什么。
And what is the very purpose of the Lord's salvation?
所以那个时候他们有个强烈的心愿。
Therefore, then they have such a strong desire.
那么我也希望呢，若是主许可我们，怜悯我们。
I also hope that, Lord willing, and if the Lord is merciful to us.
让我们这个聚会呢，能够把我们所有的注意力放在主的心意上。
I hope that we will focus our attention in this meeting on the Lord's purpose.
我用一个例子说明一下啊。
I would like to give you an illustration.
弟兄姊妹都知道，圣经中有以弗所书跟哥罗西书这两卷书。
Brothers and sisters, you all know in the Bible there are two epistles, the Epistle of Ephesians and Colossians.
特别以弗所书。
Especially Ephesians.
很明显的，它分成两个部分。
Very clearly, that it's been divided into two parts.
从四章的十七节以前和四章的十七节以后，明显的两个不同的段落。
There are two different clear sections, starting from 4:17.
当然，这两个部分都是很重要的。
Of course, all these two sections are very important.
但是前一半的，是告诉我们神的心意是什么。
But first section tells us what's God's heart's desire.
那里讲到的是一些重要的一些的原则。
There it tells us so many crucial principles.
那是神的启示。
That's God's revelation.
那么后一半呢？
And the latter part
就讲到实行。
Speaks of practice.
其实这两部分都很重要。
But actually all these two parts are very important.
但是我们必须了解。
But let's all understand this.
后一半的实行是根据前一半的启示。
The second part of our practice is based upon the first part's revelation.
今天很可惜啊。
But it's quite a shame today.
很多神的儿女们只注重后一半。
So many of God's children only emphasize on the second part.
啊，那么因为后一半讲到了我们个人的这个学习啊。
Because the second part speaks of our personal learning.
讲到家庭。
It speaks of families.
啊，讲到社会关系。
Social relationship.
所以很多人就只注重在这一部分。
Therefore, so many people only emphasize on this part.
但是我们不晓得这后一部分是前一部分的实行。
But little do we know that the second part is actually the practice, the carrying out the first part.
如果你不明白前一部分，
if you do not understand the first part,
你没有那个启示，
if you don't have the revelation,
你只注重后面这一部分，
and you only emphasize on the second part.
所以很多时候讲就讲到人的道德，
so,
人的观念上去了。
Eventually,when you talk about the whole book, the focus is upon man's ethics, morals.
或者讲到一个宗教的行为上去。
Or speaks of some religious acts.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们必须要明白这个前一部分。
We have to understand the first part.
如果我们不明白前一部分的话呢，
If you do not apprehend the first part,
我们后一部分的实行上面一定会走偏。
The execution of the second part for sure will go astray.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我希望呢，我们有这样的一个机会可以聚在一起。
This is my desire, since we have this opportunity to gather together,
我们要祷告主，
Let's pray to the Lord.
把神他原初的心意启示在我们里。
So he will reveal his original heart's desire in our heart.
好叫我们在后一部分的实行里面能够完全符合神的心意。
So that in our second part of practice of what the principles are could be totally consistent with God's heart.
就好像今天你在世界上做事一样。
It's very much like today you're working.
你先有个原理，对不对？一个原理，然后才能够有实行。
You first have to have the theories, and then you are able to carry it out.
如果你的实行不能符合于那个原理，
if your execution does not coincide with the theory,
你就达不到该有的果效，
you won't attain to the fruits you want.
所以我心里面渴望啊。
So in my heart, I really long for this.
主借着这个聚会，
that the Lord through this gathering
能把他心中的心意向我们众人显明，
is able to make it manifest what's in his heart.
我们都知道主回来的日子非常的迫近啊。
We all know that the Lord's coming is imminent.
今天主不是单言，主乃是宽容我们。
Now, today the Lord is not delaying. He is actually,
宽容就是我们手中的机会。
He is actually being long-suffering, and his long-suffering is the very opportunities in our hand.
我们将来能不能得着主所给我们的奖赏？
Whether we can actually receive the award from the Lord.
就是看我们在这一点点的时间中啊，我们能不能走对的路，做对的事。
All depends on whether we can do the right thing to walk in the right way in such limited time left.
你知道以斯拉记里面有一句话很好。
You know, in Ezra there is one saying.
以斯拉第九章八节里面讲到。
8:9, he said.
那么他希望那些被掳归回的人，
He hopes that all the people who came back from Babylonian captivity,
他们能如同钉子钉在圣所一样，
are like the nails being fixed in the holy temple.
我们知道这个圣所是神的代旨意。
We know that holy temple is God's will.
愿我们能像钉子钉在圣所里面一样。
May we all be like the very nails being nailed into the holy temple.
因为我们处在这个时代。
As we,
环境非常的复杂，
because as we now in this era,
很多的黑暗，很多的难处，
there is so much darkness, problems, complexities.
对我们来讲是一个考验的时代。
So this is a testing period for us all.
那么我们愿意像以斯拉记里面记载一样，主能像把我们这些人像钉子钉在他的圣所。
Let's all be like the pegs in the holy temple, being nailed in it, so that we could go through the trials.
经得起环境的变动。
We can endure the change of the environment.
我们能够达到神所要我们达到的目的。
And we can obtain to the very state God wants us to attain.
所以我想我们这次聚会在这里，希望弟兄姊妹敞开心灵，好吧。
So,at this meeting, I do hope that all the brothers and sisters will open your hearts.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹们多有祷告。
And we also encourage brothers and sisters to pray.
仰望主的灵做工。
And look up to the Spirit of God working in our midst.
只凭着人的话。
We know that by man's word.
那是很有限。
The effect is so limited.
所以我们需要祷告。
So we do need to pray.
主主把这个祷告的灵赐下来。
We ask the Lord will pour down this spirit of prayer.
那么好，我这次呢，从主所领受的负担呢。
Now this time, the very burden I receive from the Lord.
我想和弟兄姊妹们讲到，在神永远旨意中间的创造和恢复。
Is the creation and recovery in God's eternal purpose.
这是非常重要的。
This is very crucial.
现在请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
So, brothers and sisters, let's read some of the passages in the Bible.
我们先看创世纪。
First, Genesis.
创世纪第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
起初神创造天地。
空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。 In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
然后我们请看以弗所书。
And then Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们从第八节读到第十一节。
Verses 8-11.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排，我要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是造神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
Ephesians 3:8 To me who am less than the least of all the saintsThis grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church, to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places,according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
哥罗西书
Colossians
哥罗西书 我们先看第二章好，第二章第二节。
We will first read chapter 2 verse 2.
我们就读最后面的一句话。
We just read the last part of the verse.
使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督。
To the knowledge of the mystery of God, even Christ himself.
然后我们看这个，回头看第一章。
Now we come back to chapter 1.
第一章的十六到十八节。
Verses 16-18.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论天上的地上的，能看见的不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首， 他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Colossians 1:16 For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence.
哥林多后书第五章
2 Corinthians chapter 5
第十七节
verse 17
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
我们最后呢，读《路加福音》十九章。
Lastly, Luke 19.
第十节。
Verse 10.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
我这一节圣经呢，稍微解释一下。
I would like to explain a little bit of this verse.
这里他是说人子来要寻找要拯救那些失落的东西。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save those things which were lost.
所以这句话很明显地告诉我们，主来是要做一个恢复的工作。
So this verse tells us clearly that when the Lord comes, He's going to do His recovery work.
他这里这个失丧这个字的意思。
And the meaning of this word, lost.
就是本来那个东西是放在那个台子上，从台子上掉下来了。
It's saying that there's something on the table and now it fell down.
就是神当初创造万有创造人类的时候该有的那个情况落下来了。
It's saying that the very conditions and state that when the Lord created all things have now fallen down.
所以主来寻找。
Therefore the Lord comes to seek it out.
然后主来拯救。
And the Lord comes to save.
所以弟兄姊妹，这节圣经呢，很重要啊。
So, brothers and sisters, this verse is very crucial.
好，我想我们圣经呢，就暂时的读到这里。
I think we just pause here from our scripture reading.
啊，那么我在以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3
刚才我们所读到的哈，这个第九节里面
Verse 9
保罗说呢，神开启他，让他明白了这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
God has revealed to Paul thatPaul now understands the stewardship administration of the mystery which has been hidden for ages.
啊，那么这里呢，讲到这个奥秘是隐藏在神的里面。
Here the verse tells us that this mystery is hidden in God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道我们的神做事情有他一定的一个做法。
Brothers and sisters, we know when God acts, He does things in His specific ways.
在旧约时代中间呢
In the Old Testament time,
他这个被称作是神的法则
These are called the principles of God.
这个法则呢，其实按今天我们可以领会啊，也是一个人做事的一个风格。
And in today's understanding, that's just how a person does his work.
或者他行事的一个特性。
Or some characteristics of his works.
弟兄姊妹们，我想在我们遵行神旨意之前呢。
Brothers and sisters, I think that before we do God's will, first we have to understand this God. We know that the greatest revelation of the Bible is God reveals himself. When you know God, you know his attributes.
这样你侍奉神，你才能够遵行他的旨意。
Then when you serve him, you're able to do it according to his will.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is extremely important.
所以如果我们要明白在这位创造万物之神里面的奥秘是如何安排的。
For us to truly understand how the administration of this mystery hidden in God for ages.
我们现在看一看啊，这位神他的性格他的有什么特性没有。
Now then we have to first understand what are the attributes or characters or features of our God.
我知道我们一讲到这个奥秘啊，讲到这些啊，很多弟兄姊妹说哇，这个东西太深奥了，我们是不能明白的了。
I know the moment I speak of the word mystery, many brothers and sisters probably feel, oh no, this is something too profound, we cannot understand.
像我们这种小弟兄小姊妹，怎么可能就明白这么深奥的东西呢？
We little brothers and sisters, how could it be possible for us to understand it?
但请你记得。
But please remember this.
在第三章第八节里面，保罗怎么说呢？
What does Paul say in chapter 3, verse 8?
他说我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小。
Paul says that he is originally less than the least of all the saints.
保罗意思说连我这么小的一个圣徒我都能明白。
So he's saying even I, such a, the least saints of all, could understand it. So all the brothers and sisters should understand it.
也许你跑到保罗那对保罗说，保罗啊，你怎么是最小的？你比我大多了，对不对啊？
Maybe you would go to Paul and say, Paul, how could you be the least of the saints? You're much greater than I.
在我们的感觉中，保罗呢是一个叫做神大启示的一个神的仆人呢，对不对？
In our feeling, Paul is such a great servant who has received such great revelation from God.
他怎么能说他比众圣徒中最小的还小呢？
How could he say that he is less than the least of all the saints?
你说你很小吗？
Do you say you're very the least?
保罗他比你更小。
Then Paul is really smaller than you.
如果你跑，哎呀，保罗啊，当然我比你小了，对不对？
Maybe you would say to Paul, of course, I'm smaller than you.
保罗说不不不，我比你还小。
No, Paul would say that no, I am actually smaller than you.
那我们一定说，哎呀，哪里，还是我比较小。
But we probably say, no, 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 we are smaller than you.
保罗说不。
And Paul says,
我先说的。
No, I said it first.
你来不及了。
You're too late.
我们知道弟兄姊妹们，保罗在这里所讲的话不是谦卑。
Brothers and sisters, that we know that when Paul speaks of this, it's not of his humility.
保罗所以这样说。
The reason that he says this.
就是只要你是一个蒙恩得救的基督徒。
He's saying that as long as you're a Christian saved by grace.
你就应该明白神的奥秘。
You should be able to understand the mystery of God.
保罗说，我这么小都能明白。你是没有什么理由可以推脱的。
So Paul is saying, I'm so small and I understand it. So you have no excuses.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天在座的人啊，我们每个人都比保罗大。
So, brothers and sisters, every one of you sitting here is greater than Paul.
你就不能说你不明白神的心。
You cannot say that you do not understand God's heart.
当然了，我们知道保罗所以能明白神的心是靠着神的恩典。
Of course, we do know that the reason Paul is able to understand God's will is by God's grace.
要是没有神的恩典，没有人能明白神的奥秘。
Because without God's grace, nobody can understand God's mystery.
保罗是个多么聪明的人，对不对？
Paul is actually such an intelligent person. He's so versed in Old Testament verses. And he understands so many of his contemporary knowledge. But from the very moment he met the Lord. He knew it. All the intelligence and learning of this world cannot understand God's heart. Now, it is because God's grace coming upon him that he's able to understand God's mystery. So this is crystal clear in Paul's heart. Anyone who has God's grace is able to understand God's will. So I could wish that this time God's grace would come upon this meeting. That he would open our eyes. Just as he opened Paul's eyes. So we all could understand God's mystery. Brothers and sisters.
那么因此在这里, 我们首先的要认识神做工的法则。
Here, first of all, we have to understand the very principles of God's words.
在这里哈, 弟兄姊妹, 我讲五件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I want to mention five things.
我是从圣经的里面, 以圣经做根据所找出来的五个重点。
These are the five main points based upon the Bible.
如果我们能明白这五个重点,
if we could understand these five main points,
我们的信心就会变得格外的坚固。
Our faith will become exceedingly firm.
并且叫你侍奉主, 永不灰心, 永不失望。
And when you serve the Lord, you will never lose heart nor be disappointed.
我们跟随主常常有时候看看环境看看人, 我们就灰心失望了, 对不对?
As we serve the Lord, as we look at the environment, we look at people, often we become dispirited and lose heart.
但是如果你明白神的法则, 你就永远也不会灰心。
Now, if you understand God's principles, you will never be despaired.
那么好, 我希望弟兄姊妹们牢记这五个点。
So brothers and sisters, I hope you can remember it
非常重要,
firmly, all these five points.
第一个点,
they are very, very important. Point one, Ephesians 1:11 tells us,
就在创世以前,
this is before the creation of the world.
神按照他自己的意愿, 然后呢, 根据他完美的智慧, 那么呢, 他定下了一个永远不改变的旨意。
According to the very pleasure in his heart, and according to the perfect wisdom that he has, ordained one eternal purpose which will never change.
我想我要稍微再解释一下。
So let me explain it a little bit more.
这里告诉我们神定他这个旨意是按照他自己的意愿。
When God determines his eternal purpose, it's according to his own pleasures.
这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就是没有任何人给他建议的。
That's to say nobody suggests anything to him.
你也不能给他建议的。
Nor can you suggest anything to him.
所以保罗说神不需要谋士。
Therefore Paul says God does not need counselors.
什么叫不需要谋士? 用简单的话就是神不需要你去给他出主意。
Simply put, God does not need you to come up some ideas for him.
2000年教会的历史,
in the 2000 years of church history,
说明人犯最大的错误就是我们替神出主意。
Make it clear that our greatest mistake is we try to come up some of these ideas. We want to help him.
所以我们弄这个弄那个,弟兄姊妹,
so we do this and do that, but it's all according to our own thinking. Please do remember this. God does things according to his own heart's desire.
并且呢,
and he uses his perfect wisdom. Then he decides, establish this perfect will.
就是从头开始,
from the very beginning, once he has decided,
神的旨意从来不改变。
It's done. His purpose never changes.
也无需要修改。
Nor does it need to modify.
神不是人。
Because God is not man.
我常常想到我们所信的神何其伟大。
So I often think of this, how great our God is.
弟兄姊妹，天地都容不下他。
Brothers and sisters, heavens and earth cannot contain him.
他创造的。
Because all things are created by him.
我们是什么人呢？
Who are we?
我们还敢替他出主意啊？
And we dare to make suggestions to him?
我们去改变他的计划。
And trying to change his plans?
那是得罪神的事情。
This is something that sins against God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神的旨意从来不改变。
So brothers and sisters, God's purpose is immutable.
从古代一直到今天。
From the old to now.
一个世代一个世代的过来。
As each age passes away.
但是神的旨意从来都不改变。
But God's purpose never changes.
我曾经听过有个侍奉主弟兄告诉我。
At one time, a brother who served the Lord told me this. He says, now we have come to the 20th century. Shouldn't we make some change? That's because you do not understand God's purpose. You do not know God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神的旨意一定, 他一定下来, 就完全。
Once God has established his purpose, it's accomplished already. Let's do remember, God's wisdom is perfect. Our wisdom is not. That's why when we make up our plan, we keep changing it.
不仅我们个人改，整个社会，整个国家都在改。
Not only personally, we constantly change our plans. Even the whole society, the country does the same thing.
但是对于神来讲，一定永定。
But to God, once it's settled, it's a done deal.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们常常讲我们要遵行神的旨意。
We often say we have to do His will.
你知道神的旨意是不能更改的吗？
Then do you know that His will does not change?
所以这是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So this is extremely essential for us to know.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
神从来不被动。
God always takes initiative.
神永远都是主动。
Because he's not being forced to do something.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个是何其宝贵的一件事情。
How precious this thing is.
我们呢常常感觉说呢，好像很多事情神都是被动的。
We often feel that it seems God does so many things passively.
魔鬼在这里把神的工作破坏了一点，所以神就赶快来补救。
As though Satan has damaged some of God's work, then God quickly come to make amends.
那里人呢这个乱弄把神的工作破坏了，神就赶快来做补救。
And there man mess up God's work and then God comes quickly to fix it.
弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
神从来不被动。
God never does things passively.
有很多人我们常常讲说，哎呀，因为魔鬼啊把我们这些人弄堕落了。
We often say that it's because Satan has caused us to fall.
我们成了罪人了。
Now we become sinners.
所以神就预备十字架的救恩，是吧？
Therefore, God has to prepare this salvation of the cross.
好像是为了要补救啊，补救这一个错误。
In order to rectify the mistake.
弟兄姊妹，我们错了。
Brothers and sisters, we're wrong.
因为我们读圣经没有读得不够清楚。
Because we do not read the Bible clearly.
你看使徒彼得,
Think of Apostle Peter.
在使徒行传第二章里面告诉我们。
In Acts 2, he tells us.
你们把这主耶稣钉十字架，他是按照神的定旨先见。
You crucify the Lord, but this is according to God's foreknowledge and determined will.
弟兄姊妹，神老早知道了。
Brothers and sisters, God knew this long time ago.
你到了启示录第十三章。
And when you come to Revelation 13,
那里有一句话说，羔羊被杀在什么时候？是在立世界根基的时候。
There we read that the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world.
这个真理也到了二十世纪初。被宾路易师母看见。
This very truth was seen by Bing Lewis at the beginning of the 20th century.
所以因此呢，我们就知道了十字架是神永远的意念。
Therefore, we know that the cross is God's eternal thought.
在人还没堕落，已经有了十字架的这个计划了。
Even before man fell.This plan of the cross has already existed.
So, 弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
神从来都不被动。
God has never been forced to react.
很奇妙啊。
Isn't this amazing?
如果真是认识我们的神
啊, if you do know our God,
弟兄姊妹就知道不一样了。
Then you know this is just so different.
他每样事物他都已经预备好的。
He has prepared everything.
所以因此呢，弟兄姊妹，在侍奉上，这给我们个很重要的原则。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is a very important principle in services.
就是神不动，你也不要动。
That is, if God does not act, you don't act either.
哦，那你说神老是不动怎么办
？Then you were saying, well, what if God never moves?
不，你要相信。
No, you just have to trust in Him.
神不动，我就是不动。
If God does not move, neither do I.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天主给我们的一个命令就是我们就跟随就好了
Today, the Lord's commandment for us is just to follow Him.
所以你就知道为什么在福音书的开头主耶稣呼召门徒说来跟从我对不对
That's why you know that at the beginning of the gospel book the Lord Jesus says come follow me
主也亲自对门徒们说这是我的爱子你们要听他
And God himself says to the disciples that this is my beloved listen to him
其实本来侍奉主是很简单的
But actually serving the Lord should be a very simple thing、
哎、我们在地上我们那个整个基督教把它弄得太复杂了。
But in today's Christianity, it has made serving the Lord so complex.
所以你知道，当我懂得这个道理之后呢，我感觉哎呦，服侍主很快乐。
After I understand this teaching, I feel very joyful to serve Him.
他叫我说，我就说了嘛。
If He wants me to say something, I say it.
他叫我去，我就去了嘛。
Wherever He sends me, there I go.
他不叫我去，我就不去了。
If he forbids me to go, I don't go.
弟兄姊妹就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, just like this.
你要知道神多伟大。
You have to know how great God is.
我们呢，跟他比起来，像我们跟那个蚂蚁呢都不能比，对不对
？Compared to him, it's just like the ants cannot be compared to us.
这么伟大的神。
Such a great God.
他呼召我们来侍奉他。
And he calls us to serve him.
你只要听他就好。
Just hear him.
所以圣经中这是给我们非常清楚的一个启示。
So this is a crystal clear revelation from the Bible.
每一样事物都神主动。
In everything, God takes initiative.
那么第三件事情。
Point three.
就是神预先知道一切事情的变化。
God foreknows the changes of everything.
哎呀，这个也是今天呢，弟兄姊妹们叫我们读起来，叫我们里面的信心呢能够更坚定的一个原因。
Brothers and sisters, today our faith is being even more firm. It's because we read this.
圣经里面，罗马书里面有讲到，他预先知道，在旧约时代预先知道这个百姓就拣选他们。
And in Romans, Paul tells us that for those whom he foreknew, he chose.
他也知道一些事情的一个转变。
God knows all the changes of everything.
所以我们晓得这个世界中有仇敌的工作。
We do know that this enemy is working in this world.
其实呢，神老早就知道了。
But God has known that long time ago.
所以难怪你去读以西结书，读以赛亚书。先知的书里面就讲到仇敌是如何堕落的。
No wonder when you read the book of Isaiah and Ezekiel, you could see how the angel has fallen.
神老早就知道了。
Because God foreknew that long time ago.
那么人的堕落呢？
What about man's fall?
你知道在教会历史上有很多争论啊。
You know, there are many controversies in the churches.
人家说这个亚当夏娃受欺骗的时候堕落，神知不知道啊？
That is, does God know when Adam and Eve are deceived and fall?
所以有很多人解释创世纪呢，说这个堕落呢是个意外。
So many people explain this accident and saying, "Oh, this is simply an accident."
人就举了个例子说啊。像一个工程师设计整栋大楼的时候
，Just as an engineer is designing a whole building，
他并没有设计那个工人会从楼上掉下来。
He has never designed that some of the workers would fall from the building。
这是一个他们理性上的一个解释。
So in rationality, this is how they explain this。
事实上。
In fact,
神老早就知道。
God has foreknown this.
你知道吧？这些东西都是奥秘。
But all these things are mysteries.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那么，人的堕落当然是个悲剧，对吧
？Of course, man's fall truly is a tragedy.
给人类的生活带来非常大的痛苦。
And this fall.Has brought to mankind such great anguish.
但是这里面也包含了荣耀的心意。
However, in the midst of it, it also contains God's eternal purpose.
因为神创造人，不仅要他的旨意在人的身上成就。
When God created man, it's not just that God wants His will be done in man.
其中还有一个很重要的意义，就是神要把宇宙中间的恶除掉。
But More importantly, God wants to rid all the evil in the whole universe.
所以你看，当亚当夏娃堕落的时候
，When Adam and Eve fell，
这个罪就进到人里面了。
The sin entered into man.
是吧？我们今天都被罪苦害，我们觉得，哎，怎么能把罪弄掉，对不对
？Today we're all the victims of sin. How can we get rid of it？
是这个罪进来，这个恶进来，把人破坏了。
So once evil comes in, man is sabotaged.
但是你没想到啊，从此之后这个罪也跑不掉了。
But have you ever thought of this? From then on, sin cannot escape either.
它跟我们人的生命一结合啊，它也出不去了。
Once it is united with our life, there is no way of escape for it.
这是奇妙的事情。
This is an amazing thing.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
全人类都被玷污了。
The whole mankind is defiled.
历史啊，已经过了几千年，对不对
？And after thousands of years of history,
一代一代的人出生呢
，generation after generation, people are born.
从来没有哪个国家、哪个民族里面呢，生出来的个异人。
Never a country or a race brings up a righteous person.
管他是哪一个民族哪个国家生出来都是罪人
regardless of your nationality and ethnicity that once you're born you're a sinner
所以呢因此也有弟兄们解释说呢神就借着人把罪抓住了
and therefore some students of Bible said that it is through man that God has got hold of the sin
所以呢主耶稣基督就道成肉身来到地上成为人。
That's why the Lord Jesus becomes the Word incarnate coming to the world.
他是一个无罪的人。
He's a sinless person.
只有他是一个人是无罪的。
He alone is sinless.
但是他把所有人的罪都通通接受。
But he accepts all men's sins.
所以难怪使徒约翰呼喊说：“看那神的羔羊，是除去世人罪孽的。”
No wonder John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world."
那个罪字是单数字。
That sin is singular.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣在肉身中间对付了罪。
Lord Jesus in His flesh deals with sin.
这是奇妙的救恩呐。
such amazing salvation.
所以今天呢，我们得救之后，
today after we have been saved,
神就在我们每个人身上还在那里对付罪。
God continues to deal with sin in each one of us.
基督徒的生活天天是在挣扎痛痛苦，其实在跟罪打仗了。
That's why we Christians daily are struggling in pain because we're fighting with our fallen nature.
你不能小看这个撒旦带下来这个恶的势力是多么的厉害啊。
So never belittle the power of sin which Satan has brought down.
用成千上万的人来对付这个恶。
Now, myriads of people are trying to deal with this sin.
所以今天呢，实在讲啊，我们基督徒生活一面依靠主的恩典，一方面在怎么样呢？就把这个罪的势力给它消除，对不对
？Truth be told, today, we are dealing with Satan, but at the same time to destroy the dominion of the evil.
在教会里面也是一样。
This is the same thing in the church.
教会聚集最大的目的是有一天这个恶被除去了。
The greatest reason that the church are gathered together is one day would rid this evil.
什么叫做正常的教会啊？
What is a normal church?
恶越少的越正常。
The less evil in the church, the normal this church is.
我们共同聚会在一起来对付这个东西。
So we come together to deal with sin.
因为只有在人的里面能够对付这个罪。
Because only in man,that this sin can be dealt with.
的确，你在这个世界上来看，很多地方没有人的地方才没有罪，一有人的就有罪。
Look at the world. If there are no people, there is no sin. Once people are there, sin is there.
弟兄姊妹们，神预先就知道这个情况。
So brothers and sisters, God foreknew this whole situation.
神在蒙恩人的身上。
On those who have been saved by faith.
也借着我们把恶对付了。
God deals with the evil through us.
你身上的恶被对付的越多，你越属灵，就是这样。
Well, the more the evil that's being dealt more, then you are the more spiritual one.
所以，人的生命，属灵生命的成长。
So the growth of a person's spiritual life.
恶除去多少？恶除去多少？
Is that to the degree that the evil is being rid of?
基督的生命就成长多少？
Then to the same degree, the Christ life will mature.
所以感谢神。
So thank God.
神预先知道所有一切的情况。
God has foreknown all situations.
第四个点。
Point four.
这个很重要啊。
And this is very important.
我们都知道神当初造人的时候给了人一个自由意志。
We all know that when God created man, he has given us this free will.
弟兄姊妹，这个自由的意志啊，这也造成很大的难处。
However, brothers and sisters, this free will also brings out a lot of issues.
我们因为人有这个自由的意志。
Just because we have this free will.
所以呢？撒旦就来挑弄，叫我们以自我为中心。
Satan is trying to stir us up so that we could be self-centered.
所以今天这个世界啊，大家越来越懂得这个东西。
And in today's world, more and more people understand this.
到处都是爱爱爱，这是什么东西啊？iPad.
Everywhere you see I. What is this? This is iPad.
你拿出个 phone, iPhone.
When you take out a cell phone, it's iPhone.
我们用多了，我们都没注意，对不对？
And we have been so used to all this, we don't even, we're not even aware of it.
就是提升你的自我意志，你知道吧？
All these eyes are trying to raise up your ego.
神为什么把这个自由的意志放在人里面？
Why is God places this self, free will in us?
因为在神的整个创造里面，人最尊贵。
Because among the whole creation, man is the most noble one.
所以神把一个自由选择的权利给了人。
So God has given us this very right to choose freely.
神尊重人的选择。
God does respect man's choice.
所以很多人讲嘛，你如果不要人堕落，当初在这个伊甸园里面， 把那个分别善恶树把它拔掉不就完了嘛，对不对？
Therefore, some people say, if you don't want man to fall, why don't you just uproot the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden?
不不不，神就是给你选择。
No, no, no. God just wants to give you choices.
弟兄姊妹，这个今天对于我们来讲是个严重的考验。
Brother and sister, this is such a serious trial for all of us.
到底主给你这个自由的意志，你选了什么东西？
When God has given you this free will, what is that you choose?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以新约圣经里面告诉我们。
The New Testament tells us.
基督徒需要学顺服。
Christians have to learn to be submissive.
什么叫做顺服啊？
What is submission?
就是把我的意志放在神的意志底下。
That is to put my will under God's will.
你看主耶稣就是这样，对吧？
Isn't our Lord Jesus like this?
他在伊甸园里面的那个祷告多清楚啊。
At the Garden of Gethsemane, how clear his prayer is.
他说父啊，不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
He says, Father, not as I will, but as you will.
那个意愿原文就是意志啊。
Not according to my desire in its original, it's his will.
我不决定任何事，让你做决定。
Jesus is saying, I don't decide anything, you do it.
我们知道这个顺服的功课多不容易，对我们。
We know.How difficult is our lesson of submission to us? But if you're willing to obey Him, you will receive the reward in the future. If you want to listen to His word, deny yourself. We know in the church history, there are so many brothers and sisters who deny themselves to the point to be martyred.
也有很多人忠心到底。
So many people who are faithful unto death.
你如果不懂得弃绝你自己，根本不可能谈什么忠心的。
If you do not know how to deny yourself, don't bother with being faithful.
但是我们晓得大多数神的儿女们的顺服都不太容易啊。
We understand this, for most people,God's children, that being submissive is very difficult.
So, 在教会历史上
so in the church,
history, 那些真正顺服主的人，他们将来就得奖赏。
Those who truly are submissive to the Lord, they will receive the reward.
那些不肯顺服的人
and those who are disobedient,
弟兄姊妹们，神也不丢弃。
Brothers and sisters, God will not forsake them either.
神的拣选很伟大。
Because God's election is so great.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible teaches us
神的选召是没有后悔的。
God's election is irrevocable.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这个真是何等大的恩典呢！
哇 brothers and sisters, what tremendous grace this is.
我曾经碰见一些有良心的一些的基督徒啊。
Sometimes I met some Christians who have conscience.
他们说主啊，像我这样的人，你居然也拣选。
They would say, Oh Lord, people, a person like me, you chose me.
他们天天担心神会后悔。
And daily they worry that God might regret.
哎呦，我现在这个情况，主还要不要我了？
They're thinking now, in such a condition as I am, will God still want me?
但主的话告诉我们。
But the Lord's word tells us.
一旦神拣选你。
Once you're elected.
神永远不后悔。
God would never regret.
今天主救我们，每一个都是面对面认识我们而拯救我们的，你知道吧？
Today we are saved. That's because God knows us face to face.
虽然神不后悔，
even though God does not regret.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们可能需要经过很漫长的年日，主在我们身上做改变的工作。
But brothers and sisters, we do need to go through these long years and days for Him to change us.
我个人有点相信啊。
I personally believe.
将来那个千年的国度啊。
In the millennial kingdom.
不仅让那些得胜的人可以与主一同掌权。
Not only are those overcomers who will reign with the Lord.
还叫那些不肯改变、不肯顺服的人呢、啊？神就用一千年来把你改变。
But those who are disobedient do not want to change, God will transform you in 1,000 years.
哦，你不可否认，我们在基督徒中看有的人脾气个性很古怪。
Undeniably, some of the Christians' characters are kind of weird.
啊， 不过你也不要难过，连大卫都这样说自己。
But don't be saddened, because even David says this of himself.
大卫诗篇里讲，人都以我为怪。
And because in the Psalm, David says, people think, look at me as a wonder.
其实我们每个人都很怪。
But actually, every one of us is very weird.
但是神有能力。
But God has power.
所以他会一点一点地把你改变。
So bit by bit, He's going to transform you.
等到千年国度之后。
After the 1,000 years of kingdom,
每一个弟兄姊妹都变得完全。
Every brother and sisters will become perfect.
哇，所以今天呢，我常常有时候跟弟兄姊妹讲，你看你旁边一些弟兄姊妹很为难呢、啊，很难办的，对不对
？Today, as you look at the brothers and sisters who cause you trouble, it's hard to deal with.
你要因着这个得安慰。
You should be comforted because just because of this.
你要说主啊，不要紧，他暂时很难。
You should say this to the Lord. Lord, it's okay.
总有一天他改变。
For the time being, he's difficult, but one day he will be changed.
不过在这个变化的过程中不大好看就是。
It's just in the process of transformation, it's not that pleasant.
弟兄姊妹，这是真的。
Brother and sister, this is true.
所以圣经中才叫我们这弟兄相爱，你什么弟兄你都要爱的。
Therefore, the Bible teaches that we should love brothers and sisters, any kind of brother and sister.
我们常常是那可爱的就爱，那个不可爱的那叫我爱很难的，对不对？
Often we only love those lovable, those are not lovable. It's very hard for us to love.
现在你知道天父是这样，爱可爱的爱，不可爱的他也爱。
Now you know that our Heavenly Father loves those lovely as well as those not so lovely.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里要提醒、啊。
But brothers and sisters, let me remind you.
主还没回来。
Now the Lord hasn't come back.
每个弟兄姊妹都有机会。
Every brother and sister has this opportunity.
你不要说哎呀没关系的，一千年就一千年吧。
Don't say this. Oh, 1,000 years. Okay.
哇，这一千年不好过啊。
It's not easy to go through the 1,000 years.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么不在短时间中有机会把自己改变呢？对不对
？Brothers and sisters, why don't you use this short time, all these opportunities,
求主给我们智慧
to change yourself. May the Lord give us wisdom.
神面前能够蒙恩
so we could know how to find favor in His sight.
因为圣经有很多的这样的话说
Because in the Bible there are so many passages.
特别在约翰一书第三章的里面
saying the same thing, especially for John chapter 3.
约翰告诉我们说呢，我们如今是圣徒，将来如何还会显明，对吧？
First John, John tells us that now we are the saints. We don't know what's going to happen to us.
他说，他若显现，我们就怎么样？都要像他。
But when he is revealed, we shall be like him.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是何等荣耀的盼望、啊、
！What a glorious hope this is.
所以今天我们在这个过程当中。
So today we are all in this process.
我就说，你如果明白神的这些法则。
So if you do understand the principles of how God works.
你侍奉主，你不会灰心的。
Then when you serve God, you will not lose heart.
看见神儿女中出现的难处。
When you see all the issues, difficulties of our brothers and sisters,
绝望
you won't be despaired.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们真是满心感谢我们的神
Let's all be filled with this thanksgiving to the Lord.
神把自由的意志给了我们
That He has given us this free will.
所以今天你的选择非常重要。
So today your choice is extremely important.
不要像亚当夏娃一样做了错误的选择。
Do not be like Adam and Eve to make the wrong decisions.
这个世界在引诱我们。
The whole world is enticing us.
这个太多周围的事物影响我们。
So many things around us are impacting us.
你的选择非常重要。
So your choices are so crucial.
神把这个自由的意志给你，但愿我们选择的是主。
God has given you this free will. Let us choose the Lord.
最后一个点啊，第五个点。
Last point.
这里告诉我们，那圣经告诉我们呢，神的旨意是一定完成的。
The Bible teaches that God's purpose will be accomplished.
不管仇敌在人类的历史中如何翻腾
No matter how the devil trying to raise storm, trying to...
今天我们所碰见的时局是多么的邪恶
overturn his will, no matter how evil the current situation might be. No matter when we see how weak the church's conditions today are in this world, God's purpose will be accomplished. Dear brothers and sisters, there is this saying, and I'm not sure brothers and sisters could fully understand it.
T. Austin Sparks 弟兄的解释。
This is the explanation from Brother T. Austin Sparks.
他引用了这个希伯来书里面的话。
He uses the verse in Hebrews.
中文说，其实造物之功啊，在神面前已经完成了。
And the verse says that the creation of the world has been done before God.
弟兄姊妹们，神是不活在时间里的。
Brothers and sisters, our God is not
live in time. 神是不需要时
间的。He does not need time.
这个我们很难理解。
This is something that's hard for us to understand.
就神的意念中有这个事情就成了。
That is the moment there is thought in God, then it is done.
他的意念一出来，事情就已经成了。
The moment that the thought is decided, the thing is done.
时间中它是经过几千年，又在我们身上的工作。
Yet it might take thousands of years in time to work in us.
所以，当我们明白那句话的时候
，When we understand this thing,
我们乃是在神已经完成的工作里面来工作。
We actually work in the already accomplished work of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这多好啊！
Brother and sister, isn't this wonderful?
是吧？
Yeah.
我们今天实在需要主给我们有这样的一个眼光。
Today we truly need this kind of perspective from God.
所以以弗所书第一章里面告诉我们。
So Ephesians chapter 1 we read.
父子圣灵的工作最后的使他的荣耀得到称赞。
After the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit work together, and this is all to the glory of God.
难怪约翰在地上说，一面看见地上教会的软弱。
No wonder when John, on the one hand, saw all the weaknesses of the church on earth.
另外一面他就看见新耶路撒冷由天而降，完整的。
On the other hand, he saw the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, and it is perfected.
所以难怪在历史中间，你看神在人类历史中，神很安息的。
No wonder in human history you could see that how God is at rest.
我有一次读到挪亚的故事。
At one time I was reading the story of Noah.
不得了了，就剩下挪亚一家八口哎。
And I thought, oh, all it's left is a household of eight people.
太危险了吧
？Isn't this dangerous?
如果这八口也没有了。
If these eight people died also,
什么意思啊？神的旨意不就完了吗？
What does that mean? Does that mean God's purpose cannot be done?
就像中国人讲的，一法千金呢，你就这么，就这么一点点，这么细小的一条线连着。
It's just like a very thin thread is holding all the thousands of gold. So,
但是你看，神从来不着急。
But you see, God has never been anxious.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, this is our God.
所以我想呢，我不够这个时间能够把它讲得更详尽啊。
I don't have enough time to expound on this.
这五个点。
But these five points.
如果你能领会了。
If you're able to comprehend it.
你的信心会格外增长。
Your faith will grow exceedingly.
不灰心。
You will never lose heart at any time.
碰见难处永远不退后。
When you encounter difficulties, you will not fall back. Any satanic work cannot hinder us. So when we read Paul in the first century, in such a difficult situation, when he was struck down, he stood up. People were opposing him, forsaking him.And with all his might, he simply ran forward.
难怪人家说这个保罗你发疯了呢。
No wonder people say, Paul, you're beside your mind.
保罗也讲为了基督他是癫狂的。
So Paul says, for the sake of Christ, I am beside myself.
因为保罗认识神。
Because Paul knows God.
保罗已经知道这些原则。
Paul knows all these principles of God.
保罗从来不灰心的。
So Paul is never despair.
保罗从来不退后的。
He will never fall back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这五件事。
These five things.
是我们基督徒信心的根基。
Is the very foundation of Christian's faith.
希望弟兄姊妹们牢牢的记住。
I do hope you can remember these five points firmly.
那么，我们下面呢，要讲到。到底神在创造奥物创造万物里面这个奥秘的内容是什么
Next we'll talk about what is the content of the mystery of God's creation
我的时间已经快没有了
I'm also running out of time
弟兄姊妹不用担心我到了时间已经结束
Brothers and sisters don't worry when time is up I will finish
那么我们知道在创世之前神有什么计划呢
What is the purpose before the creation of the world?
很多基督徒已经明白神的旨意就是基督
Today many Christians have understood this God's purpose is Christ
神在创世之前神的意念中间出现的是基督
Before the foundation of the world in the thought of God that is Christ
但是这个基督呢按照过去许多年长弟兄们的解释说，他看见保罗看见是个属天的人。
Now
是个属天的人。
From the explanation of many elder brothers, that we know that this Christ that Paul saw is actually a heavenly man.
那个头是主耶稣。
The head is the Lord Jesus Christ.
身体是教会。
And the body is the church.
这是神。内心深处的荣耀旨意。
This is God's glorious purpose in the very depths of His heart. And this has been set up before the foundation of the world.
天什么都知道的。
And angels know that too.
所以那个魔鬼就知道了。
And devil knew it also.
所以魔鬼一直想抢夺那个基督的位置。
No wonder, Satan is trying to usurp Christ's place.
但是圣经告诉我们，圣经立他的儿子。为主为基督
But the Bible teaches us that God has made His Son the Lord and the Christ.
神是要把这个位置给他的儿子的。
God wants to give this place to His Son.
那么弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
因此，主完成主在地上完成基督的意义。
So for this very purpose that. God wants to accomplish the very meaning of Christ.
我们都记得他在十字架上曾经大声喊说成了是吧
We all remember that on the cross, Jesus cried out aloud, it is finished.
那个是什么呢里面包含很多意义对不对
It contains so many meanings in it.
最重要是神的旨意成了
The most important thing is God's purpose is finished.
他完成了神心目中间所要的基督
He has accomplished the Christ in God's heart.
所以只有他被称为是耶稣基督。
Therefore, only he could be called Jesus Christ.
然后神就开始借这个救恩，那么拯救我们这些人。
And through the salvation, God started to save all these people.
然后要把我们一个一个的都磨成基督的形象。
And also one by one that he wants to confirm us to the image of Christ.
让我们成为基督的身体。
So that we could all become A body of Christ.
所以我们晓得在时间中在地上神最大的工作就是建造教会。
Therefore we know this in time on earth God's greatest work is to establish his church.
弟兄姊妹我们必须要清楚。
Brothers and sisters let's be clear on this.
教会是为着主的。
Church is for Christ, for the Lord.
是属于主的。
And also belongs to the Lord.
教会不属于任何人的。
Church does not belong to anybody.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们真是都搞错了。
We are all mistaken.
所以你看两千年教会的历史地上的教会分成多少个团体啊。
Consider 2,000 years of church history on earth. The church has been divided into so many groups.
有人告诉我们现在已经分成四万多个团体。
And now some people tell us it has been divided into more than 40,000 groups.
每个侍奉主人都把自己这个小圈子给他看得牢牢的，这好像是我的产业。
Every person who serves the Lord and watches carefully his circle, thinking that this is my inheritance.
我感谢主，我年轻时候就被提醒。
I thank the Lord. When I was young, I was reminded already.
啊，教会是主的。
Church belongs to the Lord.
羊群是主的。
The flock is the Lord.
工作也是主的。
The work is the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
没有一只羊是你的。
None of the flock is yours.
你自己也是羊。
You yourself is the sheep.
对不对啊？
Yes.
你看那些人在地上做工，有天到主那去，你什么也带不去的。
So when you do all kinds of things, but one day when you go to the Lord, there's nothing you can bring along with you.
并且到将来主来的时候。
And also, when the Lord comes.
你看所有基督教这些外表中全部拆掉了，没有了，对不对啊？
All the outward works of the Christianity will be torn apart.
哪里还有什么精英会、长老会、什么什么卫理公会，还有这些东西吗？
We don't have any more denominations, Baptists, Methodists.
也没有我们这些 Christian Assembly
or Presbyterians or、we Christian Assembly
对不对整个都是 一个身体、啊、
All have become the body of Christ
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
今天我们只不过在地上的光景呢是要 叫主不能喜乐
Today the church's conditions truly do not please God
但是我们要注意一件事情
But that's a pay attention to one thing.
神在地上建造他的教会
As God is building up his church on earth.
神是要人承担这个责任跟神一同来建造
God wants man to take this responsibility to establish his church together with him.
所以我们还是要注意今天在教会中我们的侍奉
So we still have to pay attention to the very services in the church.
那个会幕神要摩西来造。
Just as in Old Testament, God wants Moses to build the tabernacle.
神再三叮咛他，你要按照山上的样式。
God told him time again, according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
摩西果然按照山上的样式造会幕。
Indeed, Moses built the tabernacle according to the pattern shown to him on the mountain.
称赞在神的全家诚然尽忠。
Therefore, he is praised by God that he is faithful in all God's household.
这里面还是有奖赏的问题在里面。
So, in it is the matter of rewards.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers,
没有一样事物不在神的计划当中。
Nothing is not in the plan of God.
愿我们一面忠心侍奉主一面里面有安息。
May we all faithfully serve the Lord on the one hand. On the other hand, we do have the rest.
时间到了。
Time is up.
我想，虽然我没有讲完。
Even though I'm not done.
我明天再花一点时间解释。
I'll just explain it more tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹们，今天大家从远道来啊，也大家比较疲累，早点休息。
Brothers and sisters, you all come from a far distance. May you all rest well tonight.
Please
bow your head. Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we're full of thanksgiving.
是你的恩典把我们聚在这个地方。
It is your grace that has gathered us here.
我们知道你有心中的话要对我们说。
We do know that you have some words in your heart you want to say to us.
时候已经到了末了。
The time has come to the very end.
愿我们真正能听见你的声音。
May we all could hear your voice.
我们能抓住眼前一点的机会。
And we would grab the current opportunities.
全心的信赖你。
To trust in you wholeheartedly.
在地上紧紧的跟随你。
And to follow you closely on earth.
主啊，愿你的旨意能成就在我们这些人身上。
Lord, may your will be done in us.
好叫你来的时候我们能有好的光景迎接你
So that when you come We would be in a very good condition to welcome you
我们要求你祝福这些话
We want to ask you to bless all these words
你既然使保罗能够明白
Since you made Paul to understand it
你能使所有的弟兄姊妹都明白
You will also be able to make all brothers and sisters understand it
所以愿这几天的聚会
Oh Lord, may all these days meet
you.
May you place us in the light of your countenance.
主啊，我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
Lord, from the very depths of our heart, we want to give worship to you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.